With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Sitting in his office across from the Senate chambers, Santa Fe State Senator Peter Wirth is starting his 14th year as a volunteer legislator. The Democratic Majority Floor Leader earned his bachelor's from Stanford University and a law degree from UNM, and he wears a big smile on his face as he looks at what promises to be a prosperous legislative session.
And then what's really important for all the listeners out there to understand is the legislature and the executive are very close on the budget recommendation. And after all those budget battles we've been through the last really 10 years, as we have struggled with no resources, to be in a position where the state does have resources and is willing now to invest, particularly in education, I think is something that all of us are going to benefit from and will help our state finally start moving forward.
Wirth says both chambers will also reintroduce a number of bills that passed unanimously but were vetoed by Governor Susana Martinez over the past several years. Democrats are calling it the rocket docket.
What we're going to do is take those bills. It's probably around 50 bills, 25 in each chamber. They're going to go to a committee, so they'll get one committee referral, and they'll be heard the second week, so next week. In committee, and then we'll bring them to the floor where they'll be heard on the floor, and then we'll send the Senate bills to the House bills to the Senate. In the third week, we'll hear the House bills in Senate committee, and the House will hear the Senate bills. We'll cross them over, and the idea is on Thursday of the third week, we will send those bills up to the governor.
And Wirth says Governor Lujan Grisham has said she is willing to sign them into law. More on this session with Senator Peter Wirth tomorrow. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.